year, we want all Australians to understand the impact that stroke has on people. Stroke Week is a time to think about how to recognise the warning signs of stroke and how to act fast.
There seems to be a higher rate of stroke in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. I know a lot of us would know someone that's had a stroke in their immediate family, a friend. What are some of the warning signs that people can look out for?
Well, you're right, Carly. The burden of stroke is enormous in Indigenous communities. So Indigenous people are between 2 to 3 times more likely to have a stroke than non-Indigenous Australians. So it's really important that they know how to act fast and to think fast. So the FAST test is the easiest way to remember the most common signs of a stroke. So face, check their face. Has their mouth drooped? Arms, can they lift both arms? Speech, is their speech slurry or can they understand what you're saying? And the last one is time, which is critical. If you see any of these signs, you need to call 000 straight away.
Okay, so you don't go and make an appointment at the doctor, you just call the ambulance straight away.
So most treatments for stroke are time sensitive, so it's important to think fast and act fast. Don't make an appointment, just ring 000 and act immediately.
I'm just wondering, if people are in remote areas, are there the services there for them to call when this is happening?
Well, I think the most important, frontline service is still the ambulance service. Whether you're in the city or in the bush, the ambulance is the first line of call. And I guess really the ambulance has a very robust protocols and they identify people that then potentially need to be transferred to other services in more city or metropolitan locations should that be required.
I wonder about an ambulance going out to a remote community. I mean, it's hours away. What happens in these cases?
I think it's a really great question because people in remote locations need to get access to, medical help early. So usually I think there's the local clinic and they will actually, assist with, retrieval to the main centres. And I think that's the hard thing for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in remote locations is that often when they have a stroke, they then are taken away from home to a more major centre away from family. And it impacts on recovery, when you haven't got your family around you and you're in a foreign place. I think that's the difficult thing about stroke. It has a huge impact, not only on the person, but on the whole family unit.
Do you think that enough is being done at the GP level? I know with my mother who had a stroke, she sort of thinks that even though she had high blood pressure, she wasn't reminded enough that a stroke could happen. She was sort of just given the blood pressure tablets. And do you think that maybe more discussion needs to happen at that level?
Look, I think there's always more that can be done at the prevention level because many strokes are actually preventable. There's plenty of things that we can do to prevent stroke. And as you mentioned there, blood pressure, people with diabetes, smoking, even what we eat and how much we exercise, that all has an impact on our stroke risk. So it's really important that we actually think about how to prevent stroke and not actually, unfortunately, wait for it to experience it.
Because it is Stroke Week, there's thousands of people around the country now who are on the journey of recovering from a stroke and putting in the really hard yards to try and get their life back. I guess I'd just like to take a minute to think about them and the journey that they have and the important work that they're doing themselves.
I think, Kylie, that's a really important thing to do. I think taking a minute to just pause and think about the journey, because when you have a stroke, a lot of people will tell you it's a life-changing experience and it's a lifelong journey to improve your recovery.
Do people actually have strokes and not even know that they've had a stroke?
I think that's one of the main reasons why this National Stroke Week we're promoting the think fast and act fast message, because I think there are people that don't recognise the warning signs of stroke, and the most important thing if you see those warning signs of stroke is to act quickly and get to access to treatment as quickly as you can, because that will improve your chances of a good recovery. So when you have a certain type of stroke, you can have something that's called thrombolysis. So it's like a clot-busting medication where you can actually look at how you reduce the clot in the brain and restore blood flow. So, some people that have a stroke are eligible for that type of medication, and that's why it's really important to act quickly so that you can get the professional doctors and nurses to consider whether that is appropriate for you.
I also know that that is not available at all hospitals. Is this something that you think needs to be spread out a bit more to country and regional areas?
Look, I think it's important to think about, you know, how we make access to thrombolysis available in regional and remote areas, and that's certainly something that we identify, that not enough people, even in the city, get access to thrombolysis perhaps when they should need it. So it's always an area to focus on to make sure that people get access to the right treatment, and that's certainly a key focus for the Stroke Foundation.
What is a stroke? It's to do with your brain, not your heart. There's different types of strokes.
Really important question, because I think a lot of people don't actually know what a stroke is. So very simply, a stroke is the way we describe the blood supply to the brain being suddenly cut off, and it happens in two ways. One is when there's a clot in an artery going to the brain, so it's like a blockage, and the other is when an artery bursts, so it's kind of like a big bleed. And brain cells die very quickly when they don't get the oxygen that they require, and I guess it's really important, and that's what we've been talking about today, that if you see any of the warning signs of stroke, that you get to hospital immediately.